Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
You know, when they called me this afternoon and told me that Ian was going to be off, my first thought was, oh my God, what the hell are we going to talk about tonight? Actually, that's usually my thought most days. But I thought, we could do one of those things where, we surprise everyone by doing something outrageous. Like, I was thinking actually about buying a big family pack of crisps and just watching the telly with you all night. And we could still do that if you want. Let's see how it goes. But then as I was driving in, I was really bored by the radio and I flicked around and I ended up turning it off. And in the silence, a deep thought happened. I know, to me, a deep thought happened. And the thought was, who's pulling our strings? Who's pulling your strings, right? Or what? When I was a kid, I used to believe, because I'd been sent to Sunday school, that there was a plan, right? And that everyone was fulfilling some sort of destiny. And there was a nice old man in the sky with a big beard who had a plan for everyone. And you shouldn't worry about it. And we were all going in the right direction as long as we trusted in it, right? Faith, I guess, is what it's called. And I know a lot of people still believe in that. And I've got a really good friend who always said to me in moments where I sort of faltered about things or got despondent because things weren't working out the way I wanted them to, my mate would always say, do you know what? There's no plan B. You're going where you're supposed to be going. And he was sure of that because he had faith. But I don't. And I've got to say that the more I live, the more I think that stuff happens to you and it's about how you deal with it. And sure, it can make you a certain way, one way or the other, the way you deal with it. It can shape you. You can see it as a strength. I think that's probably the only point going through bad stuff, actually. If you can take something from it, you should. But I also get why it makes people give up. So what I'm saying is, I suppose, and this is sounding an awful lot like a midlife crisis, isn't it? But I'm probably not even near midlife yet because my grandma lived into her 90s. That's the scary thing. What I'm saying is, do you believe in destiny? Do you believe that someone else has got a plan or something else has got a plan and you're going in that direction no matter what you do? And, you know, we can spend our time trying to stack the odds, but actually we're going in a certain direction. Or do you think it's all about chance? I've got to say, I think I've been happier in my life since I stopped trying to steer the ship completely. You know, now I've got kids. I'm not even in charge of the telly remote, never mind my own life. So that's kind of made me let go a little bit and realise you just got to go with the flow sometimes. And I've got to say as well that having met Ian at Three Counties, where I was working, BBC Three Counties, I was working there for like 15, 16 years and kind of really kind of trying to shape a career and seemed like there was a direction and then things would get set back and I'd feel disappointed and I'd sort of try and talk myself round and think of, okay, I'm doing this job that I don't really want to do at the moment, but is there a way I can do it so it will entertain me or I'll feel like I'm learning something from it? You know, I was trying to be a battler, right? When I met Ian, he kind of made me realise that I should say yes to more stuff that I didn't feel massively prepared for. And sometimes it's not about having done all your homework and had it double checked and triple checked by someone else and get their approval. Sometimes it's just about seeing the opportunity and saying yes to stuff and then working out how you're going to do it. So I don't know what I'm saying. I kind of want to pick your brains tonight about your life and where it's taken you and whether you believe that there's always been a plan and whether I don't believe you've ended up where you thought you'd end up. I don't believe it. And, you know, are you with the person you thought you'd end up with? Have you thought about what would happen if you hadn't met them at that particular time? Would you be married to the person you're married to if you hadn't met them in those kind of, I don't know, baby-making years when the natural imperative kicks in? Do you look back on it and regret it, anything in your life? Or do you think, no, it took me to a certain place? Give us a shout. I'd really love to hear from you. 0344 499 1000. And I know that sounds quite heavy. It sounds like the end of the night in the pub when really we're just at the beginning of the night in the pub. But, and we can watch the telly and eat crisps if you want. But I'm just wondering whether you believe in destiny or do you think it's about chance? And what makes you happier? Thinking someone's got a plan for you or something has got a plan for you and there's a certain way you're going and it's going to be cool? Or accepting that you don't and just going along with the ride? 0344 499 1000.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. Speech Radio with a difference. Talk Radio.
So, you know, is life about following your destiny? Is it always going to end up one way? Something or someone has got a plan for you? Or is it just a series of events and you end up where you end up and you deal with it the best way you can? Well, I'd be really interested in hearing what you've got to say on that. 0344 499 1000. But as I was reading the papers online this evening, I happened across the story of someone I've been lucky enough to get on the phone. Her name is Sherry Lever. And, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let her tell her own story because, Sherry, you're writing a book about it, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yes.
Thank you.
I'm on the last chapter now.
Oh, so. Wow. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Your story grabbed me for obvious reasons. And, I just wondered, so you, well, I'll tell you what, you tell the story. So you're basically it starts when your marriage ends, doesn't it?
Okay. Yeah, well, it ended very acrimoniously. He left me with absolutely nothing and practically destitute. I thought I was going to lose the house and I just was on the verge of being made redundant. So I was desperate to find a job. Well, I was 59 and obviously you can imagine there aren't many jobs going for 59-year-olds. So I was just browsing through the channels one night and I came across a documentary on phone sex. So I thought, I'm sure I could give that a go. Mm-hmm. I spoke to my children and asked how they felt about it and they were very supportive. So I started doing it, not very successfully at first, but then I kind of got the hang of it, so much so that one day my daughter, I was telling her about a call and she actually said, you should be writing it down. So I started a blog.
Oh, wow.
Which was quite successful because it's very humorous and I like to think a lot of what I do is actually humorous. But I also found that a lot of calls, they were wanting domination.
Right.
And so it kind of went from there, really. People kept asking if they could come and book sessions. They thought I was a real dom. And I thought, I don't know, I'm being one. Why don't I just be one? So I started slowly. I worked my way up and to where I am now. And I actually am very good. I love what I do. And I don't have to claim any benefits. I'm happy. I'm happier than I've ever been. And life begins at 60.
Wow. Wow. So take me back to the moment where you thought, I'm going to have a crack at this phone sex thing. Can you remember the first call?
I do. Well, or virtually, very vaguely, because I'd had about a bottle and a half of wine. it was going to be a glass, but yeah. Unfortunately, my nerves got the better of me.
I can see how that can happen.
And, so the first call, I was a bit slurred, so I think he eventually slowly just put the phone down on me. So I decided to have a go the next night. And, I had to do a lot of Googling. I remember one guy telling me he was into water sports and I told him, yeah, I'd done a lot of jet skiing. And he said, are you being funny? And so I had to ask my daughter, what have I done wrong? So I really was a bit of an innocent.
Wow.
So I did a lot of Googling and I bought a couple of books And I kind of went from there, really.
Gosh. So by the end of I'm assuming you don't do the phone stuff anymore because you've moved on.
No, I don't do that anymore.
But by the end, you know, I imagine you had quite a polished bit of patter going on. Did you find you were doing the same kind of conversation every time, or did you change it up?
No, I wasn't. It was quite interesting. I would write a lot of them down because a lot of them were so hilarious. Hence the blog, because a lot of the blog I've put into my book as well. So the book is kind of about, it starts off as the phone sex thing, and then it kind of goes on to the dominatrix, and now I'm doing a documentary for Channel 5, so I'm also including that as the last part of the book.
My God, Sherry, look where your life has taken you without you aiming it that way.
All from the age of 60.
God. Do you ever think what you're... yourself 10 years ago would think about what you're doing now?
I never believe it in a million years. If you saw pictures of me when I was married, I was a dowdy, mousy thing, because I was downtrodden. He was a bully. He wasn't physically a bully, but he was mentally a bully. And so I had no say, I had no confidence. And I'm totally different now. I don't need a man in my life. If I have a man in my life, it's because I want one.
Yeah.
I'm happy single.
Gosh. It's a mercy he went and he called it in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that I found, one of the really good things that's come out of it is I went on first dates twice. And
I recognised you from somewhere. I've seen that. You were awesome on there.
I started getting a lot of emails, but from females. And I got a lot of emails from females who were in my situation, who'd been dumped at the age of kind of coming on to 60, and were terrified, as I was, because I was, I was in a state. There's no getting away from it. We were actually talking about it earlier. My son said he actually thought I was going to die. And because I went right down to just under 60, well, 7 stone, about 6.5 stone.
Oh,
and it was my daughter that brought it to me, and she actually did say it in words, "I think you're going to die." And so I kind of picked myself up and thought how I'd been selfish. I've got kids. They hadn't, you know, all I was thinking about was my own grief.
Mm.
And I never looked back.
It would have been totally forgivable of you to just, you know, disappear, wouldn't it? But something must have.
Yeah, but I think had I been just on my own, I wouldn't like to think what I'd do.
Yeah.
But I had family, and so I decided, you know, I'm going to reinvent myself. And so all these emails I've been getting have been people in the same situation, ladies who have been left and think my life's over. What am I going to do? And so I've tried to answer every one of them. There are quite a few new doms out there, actually. But there are also people out there who've got more confidence now because I've said to them, you know, you don't need a man. You are, in your own right, a beautiful person. We all have beauty inside us, inside and out in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And get on with your life. Don't rely on a man. Just be happy and do what you want to do.
Doing what you do now, do you think it's helped you in some way kind of redress the balance after all those years of feeling like you weren't in control of your life? You said, you know, you used the word that your husband was a bully. Well, now you're the one with all the power, and actually the men, your clients, want that.
Absolutely.
That's what they want from you.
I think it's empowered me so that now nobody would ever, ever treat me the way he treated me. If I have a man in this house and he's come to session with me, he belongs to me, he does as he's told. They're usually terrified of me, and rightly so. And it's half of the kind of enthrallment for them, really.
Yeah.
The fact most of them have high-powered jobs, and I mean really high-powered jobs. They come in here and they want to just give over the reins to me and have me take control and they do as I tell them.
Yeah, and they know it's a safe environment and there are going to be no repercussions, right?
Absolutely. They trust me 100%. They know that nothing will go any further. I do ask for their kinks. I have a couple of lifestyles that come here and do as they're told, and they don't pay any tribute. They are just there when I need them. But when they come for sessions, I do kind of will say, well, give me your kinks. Because although some would say it's topping from the bottom, there's no point my doing something that I just want to do because they won't come back. So it's got to be something they're interested in. So it's either CBT or dressing as a sissy maid, being used as a footstool, whatever, or a puppy, or whatever I want to do with them that I know is acceptable. And a lot of them, they just want to make me happy. And as long as I'm happy, they're happy.
Wonderful. And your house will be spotless, I imagine.
And my house is spotless. And also, like punishment, I am a sadist, which I didn't realise until later life. So my favourite things, I love to use my cane. I love CBT, any kind of corporal punishment. And as long as they have indicated that's what they're into, then that's what I'll do. But if they're not, then I won't do it.
When you're doing these things and you're kind of doing the role of, is it Mistress Sophia?
It's Mistress Sophia with an F, not a PH.
Right. Are you completely immersed in it, or are you thinking about what you're going to make for dinner and stuff, you know?
Oh, my God, no. It is, I am Mistress Sophia. I love role play. And so if I get a naughty schoolboy who wants a role play, I love doing it. And we'll do the whole I'm a headmistress. I have a mortar and a gown and I'll put that on. And then we go through, he'll do lines. I'll put him in the corner. And then eventually it will culminate in a good caning. On the other side of it, the BDSM, then they'll come in. I'll be dressed in leather or whatever, you know, high boots, whatever, and that we do different things. Foot worship, they lick my boots. They'll do whatever I want them to do. I'm in charge.
You've become hugely unshockable as well, is what I'm hearing from your voice.
Of course.
Yeah. Aren't human beings funny, what they're into?
Yes. Yes, I've learned a lot since I've been... Well, I mean, I was very, very, very naive, but since I've been doing this, I've got stronger and stronger, and I know this is my vocation. But also, I care about them. So I'm quite happy to give one a damn good caning and really hurt his bottom, but I do a lot of talking with them too. And if somebody comes in and I can see he's got his heart hurts, that's different to his bottom hurting.
Yeah.
And I'm quite happy to sit and talk with him. So I kind of, I'm a bit of a therapist in a way, in the fact that I've stopped people smoking in my own way. I punish them for different things they've done that they know. So I do real-time punishment, judicial punishment that will put them on the straight and narrow. I have somebody that's a gambler and he's gambled all his life and his gambling gets less because he comes to visit me. He gets a severe caning. That puts him on the straight and narrow for a while.
Goodness me.
When he goes off the rails again, he comes back.
That's one way of getting round, isn't it? Sherry, you're incredible. Thank you so much for talking to us tonight. Do you think, you say it's a vocation, do you think that, we've been talking a bit about destiny versus chance. Do you think this is what the plan was for you, or do you just think you kind of rolled with it?
I think I kind of came across it by chance, but now I thank the Lord I did, because I can't see me doing anything else. And I hope to be, I'm 67 now, and I hope when I'm 77, I'm still wielding that cane.
I hope you are too.
I hope my book's a bestseller and it's a film. Well, and everyone's going to love it.
I want to talk to you when that comes out. And also, can we plug your blog? Where can people
read
that?
Absolutely. It's Sophia's Dilemmas, and it's with an F, and it's all one word, Sophia's Dilemmas with a double M.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for talking to us, Sherry.
You're welcome.
It's been a real pleasure.
You.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. There you go. What do you say? 0344 499 1000. That's one way of getting over a breakup, isn't it? Flipping heck! Also, I said it to her. Aren't people weird? Like what they're into, what makes them feel better. I'm not going to judge you if that's what floats your boat, but human beings. Ian always says it, if you can imagine it, someone gets off on it. And it, ain't that the truth? Anyway, we can talk about that if you want. We can talk about destiny versus chance. Whatever you feel like. 0344 499 1000. You can take the lead on this one if you like. I'm not going to give you the cane, though. You can also text 87222. Just put talk and your message there. And that'll cost you 25p per message on top of your standard network rate. Or you can tweet me via @talkradio or @flippincath. Give me a ring on 0344 499 1000, though. I've got loads of tweets coming through. You'll be astounded to know. Some people suggesting that maybe it's something I should be thinking about doing. Do you know what? I'm never going to say never. I'm pretty sure that Sherry wouldn't have thought she'd end up in this position, various positions that she's been in over the last few years, back 10 years ago. So never say never, but for the moment, I'm quite happy doing this. And you can send me your tweets through as other people have. Sally, I think, is having a hard time at the moment. Lots of love to you, Sally. And Mark is still contemplating giving us a ring. Just ring us up, Mark. Stop shilly-shallying. 0344 499 1000. I'd love to hear from you. This is Talk Radio, and I'm Catherine Boyle.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Cathy. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
I can just say before I play my record, well, my attempt at my first time at attempt at singing a record on your radio station, I can just say to Nigel from Maidstone, mm-hmm. I was in the same situation that he was about 2 years ago, about the bill situation, like.
Right.
My advice to Nigel is one thing, right? He's got to get on a payment plan, like his energy company, right, and his water company, like. And believe you me, right, there is, like, in their companies, there is, like, a lot of departments who people are on low incomes, right? And I negotiated my payment plan, right? And I'll be paying it for 2 years now, like, because I got thousands of pounds for debt myself, like, you know what I mean? And since then, right, you know what I mean? It's helped in two ways. I've managed to use how much energy I use, plus making regular payments without the worry, like, of people coming around, banging your door and sticking them bleak meters in, like, you know what I mean? So my boss and Nigel is definitely that, like, you know what I mean?
I'll tell him when he comes on. But the thing is with Nigel is that I think he only takes on a certain amount of information at any one time. Fortunately, there's more than one person looking out for him, and I've got to hope that they know what the full situation is with Nigel.
Well, I hope, like, you know, right, if he's got any people helping him out, like, definitely, 100%, he's got to go on payment plans now with all the companies, his energy, water, blah, 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 like, because then he can work out his finances each week, like, you know what I mean? Like I have to do, like, when I went into the same situation with Nigel, like, and then it's a bit, you know, then you feel a bit more relaxed, like, and not worrying all the bloody time, like, you know what I mean?
Nothing worse, especially at this time of the night.
Exactly, like, anyway, I'm going to try and sing a song, right, okay. Do you mind?
Of course I don't mind.
Right. It's called Golf Cobra.
Wow.
You heard of it?
Is this one of your own compositions, or is this...
No. I'm going to set up, like, the music in the background. I hope neighbours don't get upset, like Nolda says, like, in the main. But it's called Golf Cobra by Limp Bizkit.
Oh, I know. I've heard of Limp Bizkit.
Would you have a go, then?
Well, I wish you would.
Okay, let's get started.
Oh, blimey. what my mum would call lads in a garage music. Is this really happening, or is someone spiked my brew?
Golden cobra.
Trying to drift off to sleep at this point. There's no chance, is there? Better for that, Martin.
I felt fantastic now.
That's what counts. Thanks very much. 03444991000. Well.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.